talking about what of horse memorabilia. I'm still kind of wrapping my brain around it. I don't know if it's like an actual, like a baseball from a historic moment or a football. What would yours be?
Showman Savage Robe.
Right.
I wished I would have bid on it.
Okay.
I didn't. That would be cool. Obviously, something from any of the Rocky Balboa movies would be pretty cool.
So is that more? Is that like sports? Because that's not really sport.
The
like,
Rocky Balboa
that's movie.
Yeah,
that's like,
it's movie
that's,
memorabilia.
Right, it's movie memorabilia. So what, like sport? Like what actual item from what?
So you're saying Macho Man's cape isn't sports because it's entertainment?
Correct.
Now it wasn't entertainment when he was wearing it. It was the World Wrestling Federation.
Yeah.
They didn't, you know, admit, you know, the entertainment
sure,
portion.
Sure, but it was still scripted and it wasn't. I mean, even though it was scripted and rehearsed, it wasn't.
How about Buster Douglas's gloves from when he knocked out Mike Tyson? The biggest upset in the history of combat sports.
I mean, other than like Rampage, the gorilla or whatever. Remember that video game Rampage? Like when he rocked Tokyo. I mean, that was the biggest thing to rock Tokyo since the video game.
Biggest upset in combat sports. Then I would say, obviously, Matt Serra would be pretty close. To a second beating GSP. You know, I think something. Now, do you want that or do you want something because the memorabilia is from a different athlete, more famous, more valuable? You know, and again, is only in the eye of the beholder.
Sure. I mean, like the Babe Ruth jersey from the 1920 season was like $4 million.
I would want Babe Ruth's finger from where he pointed to the outfield where he was going to hit the home run.
I want the finger.
I would put it in a little glass jar. Okay. How about that?
Yeah, that's creepy.
How about memorabilia like war, not even war, guns that have been used to kill somebody?
Okay. It's like Pawn Stars kind of.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like I like the show. I bring in the history and they talk about what the gun was used for.
Allegedly.
Right. Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I mean, but as far as sports memorabilia, yours is...
I don't know. Nothing really, you know, pops out.
Like the Hoist Gracie first gi.
Nothing really. No, I mean, I don't know if off the top of my head I could say this is what I want. Maybe I don't know. A jersey from the 1980 game worn bronze, you know, semifinal.
Okay.
You know, not the championship to win the gold for the U.S. Olympic hockey team. You know, maybe Michael Rudenzoni's jersey, Jim Craig's jersey. By the way, Jim Craig comes to St. Pete quite a bit.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, I didn't know
he
that.
He frequents a jewelry store downtown St. Pete quite a bit.
Wow.
Yeah. So, you know, maybe that. I don't know. I'm still not fond of people using the American flag as a cape, you know, because Craig put the American flag over him
right.
and such.
Sure.
You know, that would be cool. Something more recent. You know, maybe one of the baseballs to end a World Series. Not a playoff game, but a World Series.
I mean, how big of a piece of memory do you think, like, the Bruce Jenner decathlon Olympic medal would be? Like, when he was the greatest, you know, male on the planet. Greatest athlete on the planet.
It would be easy to find out.
Yeah?
It would be very easy to find out.
Go to eBay?
Well, no. We could call Seth Gold.
Oh, yeah.
From Hardcore Pawn.
Does he have it?
No, but he would kind of have an idea.
Sure.
I think they both, the one in Vegas and the one in Detroit, you know, has a gold medal, you know, in there. I've had a gold medal on. I've had a gold one.
On?
I wore one at this year's Make-A-Wish event.
Yeah.
There was three there.
Wow.
Two women's hockey and the curling, eh?
Yeah, curling. Is that a sport?
Sure.
Curling's a sport.
How can you say it's not?
I mean, what are you doing other than, like, brushing ice?
You're throwing a stone.
No, you're not throwing it. If you're brushing, you're not touching it.
Well, no, but you're if you're not sweeping, you're throwing the stone.
Is sweeping a sport?
I'm an Olympic gold medalist sweeper at home. I can sweep the kitchen like nobody's business.
There you go.
All right, Tampa Bay Buccaneers, we are located in the Tampa Bay area. And I have an issue. I have a problem with fans.
Okay.
Fans are ecstatic that Mike Smith was fired.
Fired.
They are extremely happy. There are Mike Smith firing parties going throughout the Tampa Bay area.
They are.
Let's be honest for a second. A person lost his job.
Yes.
A person is now going to leave the city. He's going to uproot his family and move. And
hopefully... he lost his job going into the holiday season. So now he's out of work and he, you know, so.
Do you collect unemployment?
I'm sure he's an employee.
Right. So you can collect unemployment.
Absolutely.
Right. So I don't feel bad for him then.
He'll
collect unemployment. But, he'll be able to go to Toys R Us and get some toys.
These players, they got to make plays. That's not Mike Smith. I mean, I know that he's supposed to put him in the right position and call the right plays, but there's on the field.
I agree.
You know, a quarterback basically for the defense that for line people up and make sure the coverage is right. Those guys got
to
make tackles.
But the plays have to be called right.
These guys got to make plays.
They do have to make plays. But if you're not in the position to make the play because the play is drawn up differently, let's see what happens. I noticed some things in the locker room today.
Okay.
There were some things said by some players that they're not happy Mike Smith is gone, but Jason Pierre-Paul said, let's see what happens.
Okay.
Sometimes change is good. And I said, would that count the same as a co-host? Would it be good to change co-hosts? And Jason didn't respond to that. I was waiting to see what his answer was, but he never told me.
Okay.
So you tell me, is change good?
I don't know. It depends on the ratings. I mean, as long as they're still selling tickets and putting butts in the seat, I think it's a good call. But I don't know. I mean, I feel bad for Mike. You know, I
feel bad for anybody that loses a job.
I think he's talented. I think he's got, you know, I think he was, he's good in Atlanta. You know, he had a good career. So, but if they don't improve, the only person that looks worse in the NFL than Mike Smith is probably your boy Gruden. I mean, this guy gets rid of Khalil Mack, right? And so now they're questioning if he's, like, tanking the season. They're just like, hey.
Well, Ken Shamrock said that.
Oh, Ken did.
Ken said it. He didn't say tanking the season, but what Ken Shamrock said, and I never thought of this, and it kind of makes sense, is they are positioning themselves. They got rid of Mack for draft picks
right.
So that they would have a different kind of team for the move to Las Vegas. That's their main concern. According to Ken, and I understand this.
Right.
Their concern is making Las Vegas be successful.
Sure.
They're not worried about it right now.
Yeah, they're building the team for the future. I mean, apparently, well, they have to be at this point.
Yeah, because the present's not doing very well.
I mean, what? Was Carr the highest paid quarterback at the time, the highest before Aaron Rodgers' contract? But, I mean, you pay the guy an insane amount of money, he's won nothing, he's proven nothing. You get rid of your defense, your heart of your defense, you know, and now you're left with a 1-5 start.
I'm still trying to think of that piece of memorabilia I want.
If he goes 1-16, 1-15, like, does he take his Ring of Honor out of Tampa? Do we just take it back?
Absolutely not. It has nothing to do with it.
Because then it would be like, all right, Dungy won the Super Bowl, obviously.
Dungy didn't win the Super Bowl. Why you say things just to irritate
I
me?
I do, because you're such a Gruden fan. That's your boy.
I'm not a Gruden fan. I'm not a fan of much. It's just the facts.
Sure.
The facts are John Gruden won the Super Bowl, the 0-2 season, with John Gruden's team.
Right.
Case in point. If this restaurant was struggling.
It is.
Okay. I wasn't going to say that.
No, it's terrible.
Okay. So it's struggling. And then a new owner comes in.
Makes it successful.
And makes it successful. Okay? And they bring in, you know, the new ownership, they keep. How many total employees do you have?
Right now, between the two stores?
Sure.
20.
20. All right. So let's say that a new owner comes in and replaces 12 of your staff.
Sure.
Let's say replaces 14 of your staff.
Okay.
Keeps 6.
Right.
Brings in 14 new people.
Got it.
They gross $4.5 million next year.
Okay.
Is it your store? Is it your staff?
Is the energy, the passion, the system, the prep, the food, the recipes all the same from what I created before they got there? And they just continued to carry that on and build relationships? Or did they change fundamentally all the processes to be successful?
Some things were changed.
Okay.
Some of the things they kept, like they make pizza.
Okay.
They sell Coca-Cola products.
All right.
They still have numbers on the plexiglass.
Change some defensive schemes, change some offensive plays.
Yeah.
So we'll split it like 50-50.
I'm going to say, honestly, with all the Love in my heart. 95.5.
Okay. 95.
The 5% that I would give Tony Dungy and give Torta Pizza is the name Torta Pizza.
Perfect.
Now, well, again, they may change the name.
Well, here's the deal. I'm getting ready to sell this restaurant, so I was going to do a package deal. Buy me, as in myself, and I'll give you a free restaurant. So, there we go.
But what if somebody doesn't want you?
Well, then I'll leave, too.
Okay.
I'm easily convinced.
That's not mandatory.
This is true.
It's not the Sylvester Stallone Rocky script. And by the way, Creed comes out in a couple of weeks.
Yes.
A little excited about it.
You are. You're a big movie buff.
I'm not a movie buff. I can't sit still. I can't watch movies. And I'll watch Creed, even though Creed's not Rocky.
Right.
You know, so it's not the same. Yeah, Rocky's in it. You know, if Sage would have been in it, which would have made sense, you know, as Ivan Drago, son or something.
Sure.
I mean, I'll watch Creed.
Right.
Stitch is in it. Matter of fact, we need to call Stitch. I'm supposed to go to the premiere.
Yay.
Ah, he's been in hiding.
Where is he?
Well, he'll be in Biloxi this
weekend.
He's
a big movie star now.
He'll be in Biloxi, so he's in Creed, too, I'm okay. sure. And then the Queen movie comes out, like, in a week or two.
Okay.
So I'm excited about that.
Right.
Hopefully I don't get bored during it, but I'm excited about it for now.
Okay. All right.
Do you want to play the movie game real quick?
Sure.
I know we got about 8 minutes before we have
What's
to hit the
movie
break.
Game?
Let's All right, here's it. The movie game.
All right, let's do it.
Name 10 movies. Rocky doesn't count because that's a given. Name 10 movies, and if I've seen 7 of them, you'll win a prize. You will win an 8-man strong hat if I've seen 7 of the 10 movies.
Awesome.
Go.
You want me to guess?
No, I want you to read my mind.
A Few Good Men.
Yes.
Top Gun.
Yes. Good start.
Days of Thunder.
Yes.
Star Wars.
More specific place.
Empire Strikes Back.
No.
Really?
Yeah.
You saw that one?
Which one is that one?
I don't know.
Okay. So we're going to go with no then. What was that? 1 and 3.
Yeah.
Three right.
Let's
wrong.
See.
You can only get 4 wrong.
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
Okay. I'm thinking.
It's live radio, so don't think too much.
I know. I'm trying to process my things. I would say you've probably seen True Lies.
No.
No? Schwarzenegger?
Never even heard of that.
What?
What is that?
That was a good movie.
Okay. What are you, 3 and 2?
Yeah.
Or 4 and 2?
I'm 3 and 2.
3 and 2.
Let's see. Rudy?
Yes. So you're 4 and 2.
One That Flew Out of the Cuckoo's Nest?
That'll be a no.
What?
No, that'll be a no.
What? You've never seen them? Oh, my goodness. Nope. What is wrong?
4 and 3. You got to get 3 right.
Godfather.
No.
Come on.
No. Nope.
Casino.
Nope. So you're now 5 wrong.
What? Oh, my
God. Go ahead. Let's do the last one. Let's see if you can end up. You started so strong.
I did.
You had 3 straight.
Titanic.
No.
Oh.
No. So you ended up 4 and 6.
What?
And you started out, I believe it was 3 and 0.
I should have just said Forrest Gump and like been safe.
I have seen Forrest Gump.
I knew it.
No, I won't. Anytime I say a movie, though, if anybody ever plays the game, all of these are now not eligible.
Right.
So in
right.
a way, but one movie that nobody would ever get. And Sean told me, by the way, where is Sean? He's supposed to be here.
Yeah, he's late.
Mighty Ducks. Great movie.
Oh, yeah.
The whole series, Mighty Ducks, was quack, quack, Mr. Ducksworth.
That's kind of like the hidden sports trivia question. Like there's like 10 sports teams that don't end in the letter S. So it's like, you know, Red Sox, White Sox, and...
Sock. It's not
the
Sox.
Wild.
It's the Boston Red Sox. It's the Utah Jazz.
Right. And then the one that no one ever gets is the Mighty Ducks of Anaheim, because that's the legal name of the team.
Well, for a long time, I think it was just 3. It was the Utah Jazz, and it was Chicago and...
The Heat.
Boston. The Heat. Yeah, now there's too many.
The Magic.
It's too many. Well, the Magic doesn't count.
Why?
Because... It's been a long time since the Magic counted, and we're an official station.
Well,
come on.
Into the sea, no S. They need some magic in Orlando.
They need a lot of magic. A
couple draft picks. They need to do
tomorrow
some
night. Oh, we open up tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
No, we don't.
Oh, I got my credentials.
No, we don't. We open up tonight.
Where do I pick up my credential?
Yeah, it got turned down.
That's a good choice.
Yeah. No, believe me. You know, and the ironic thing is they called me for approval, and I said, no, you need to decline.
Yeah, you don't want that guy walking around the...
Trust me.
Because I might shoot the ball. I mean, I'm from Indiana.
So what does that mean?
Well, I used to work with a guy named Larry.
Okay. So you think you're Hoosier?
No, I'm McHale. I'm McClellan, McHale.
Who was the guy in Hoosiers? Who was the three-point shooter?
Oh, I don't know.
What was his name?
I don't know. He played for the Hickory, though.
Yeah, for Hickory. The best line in it is that, oh, see, I told you, when you fire a coach, he'll come back. Here's the thing, or whatever he says. Coach stays, I stay. Coach gone, I'm gone.
You think that's what Winston's saying right now about Mike Smith?
Obviously not. It's offensive defense.
I heard Gerald McCoy.
No. No. I mean, you know, they have the coaches back until the coach is no longer here.
Right.
And it's, what have you done for me lately?
Sure.
You know, it's a dog-eat-dog world.
It is.
And they're upset. Trust me. I was in the locker room. They're upset. But things happen.
Yeah, it's business. Part of it. So.
Who wins, Bader or Fedor?
Bader.
Easily?
Easily.
Easily?
Easily.
Bader just takes him down and does the same thing?
I just think he's too conditioned. He is. He's running a 6-minute mile.
You know why?
Because he's smoking the vapor pins with the vitamin B12.
Because he's 8-man strong.
Oh, that's true.
That commercial was hilarious, though, too. Yeah. It really was a funny, like only Ryan Bader or C.B. Dalloway or one of those guys, you know, could put together.
Sure.
You know, it's Ryan doing smoking whatever on that
vaping
pen.
They call it vaping. It's a millennial thing.
Back when this was on a different network, I would say it a different way.
Sure.
And then Bader is saying, what the, you know, as he sees himself.
Speaking of vaping, Canada just announced that the whole country is now recreational marijuana use. Like,
I always thought it was.
Well, not in Canada.
I always thought it was.
Really? I mean, so how?
But you can't come in. You can't come in Canada if you have a drug arrest on your record. But I always thought it was legal there.
Really? So they say it's up to 30 grams, I think, you can have on your possession. But, I mean, now that it's legal... As a country,
right, let me ask you a question.
How does that play?
Let me ask you a question. It's illegal. This would be typically one of your questions.
Okay.
So if you're allowed to have 30 grams,
yes.
What if you have like a fake arm? Can you put 30 grams in the fake arm, and then carry 30 grams? And if you get caught, you just, you know,
I'm sure the
you
fake,
take the
I'm,
fake arm off and
I'm
you
sure
lay it
the,
on.
I'm sure the fake arm is an extension of your real body.
Well, not if it's not connected.
I'm sure if it touches someone in a offensive way, like sexually or battery otherwise, then it's still the same charges as a human.
It's just a thought.
I don't know. Unless you're inside of a mascot at ESPN. I don't know
how that works. I still don't know how anybody could say, I didn't know a human was in it. Maybe, it's walking. Maybe, wait, you can see feet.
Do they film it in Canada? Maybe he was just high. I don't know.
But you could see feet.
But how do you feel about the country like endorsing it? So athletes coming out of Canada.
Have you ever been to Amsterdam?
I've never been to Amsterdam. I've been to Toronto.
Yeah, well, Amsterdam promotes it.
All right, but I'm talking about for sport, for competition. When it's legal in those areas, that country.
Are you asking this as a legitimate question?
Yeah, no, because like
we've discussed this.
The like GSP comes down to fight in.
How is it different than the DS brothers or anybody in California?
So why won't they? Well, because it's federal. Because in the U.S., it's a federal offense, even though the state legalized it, it's a federal crime. So there, the country allowed it. The nation allowed it. They're actually going to pardon people who are convicted or in prison from past charges for it.
Good for them.
I'm just saying.
If your employer says you can't, it doesn't matter what the government says. It's what your employer says. So when the state commissions, the boxing commission say you can't, Nick and Nate.
Do you see those things coming down? I mean, what about CBD oil? It's without the hallucinogen
effect.
They make
great pizza, CBD pizza.
Is it CBD or CDB?
CDB, whatever CDB. It is in Tampa.
But I mean, that's the medical, what they call it? Medical marijuana, but then they take out the THC. So there's no hallucinogen effect. But, you know, that's not even a controlled substance. That's not a banned substance.
Can't. Cannot do it.
So when do the commissions catch up with the states and the legislation?
Never.
They're never going to do it?
No. Then again, don't ever say never.
Right.
You know, so.
Do you think it gives the fighters an advantage? Do you really think that marijuana gives fighters an advantage?
Yes, I do.
How?
It enables, in my opinion, you can train longer. You can recoup a little bit better. You can get back to the gym quicker. I think all of that.
What's the difference between that and creatine or glutamine or any other supplement from GNC that's over the counter that is completely acceptable with the fighting commission?
I think you shouldn't be allowed to take anything, including food or any kind of beverage.
Just natural. Just all.
No, you just can't eat at all.
Okay.
No eating. From the time you sign a contract until after your fight, can't do anything.
Wow. Okay.
Now, this is a legitimate question.
Yeah.
How about those tape things?
You know, the KD tape.
Yeah, whatever.
KP tape, whatever.
If it worked, I think that would be a performance-enhancing thing as well.
To hold the muscle or tendon together.
They claim it does something.
Right, sure. Sure.
What about those stupid, necklaces that a lot of athletes, mainly baseball players, wear?
Oh, yeah. I've seen those braided ones.
Right.
They're, like, weird.
Right. That are supposedly to do something to...
Oh, yeah. Your boy Brett Favre has the copper underwear on.
Yeah, but he's not an athlete anymore.
Well, he's still an athlete.
Where's he playing?
Playing in the Wrangler Jean Denim League. I mean, he played at the East-West game last year, didn't he?
Threw 17 touchdowns and 14 interceptions.
I think it's the other way around.
Did you watch that Bucks game last week?
Yes.
And I don't know if you know this. Well, I do know that you don't know that it was an illegal play. That final play of the game.
Okay.
Was an illegal play.
Well, why is it illegal?
As soon as the ball hits the ground, it's a dead ball.
Okay.
The only person that can advance that ball would be the person who fumbled it.
Okay.
So as soon as it kind of hit the ground,
right?
You know, as it fumbled around or whatever, done.
Okay.
So everybody's upset. DeSean Jackson upset. It wouldn't have mattered. You could have caught it. And even though you would have scored, it wouldn't have counted.
Okay.
They should have, could have, would have.
Uh-huh.
And then they bring out Matt Bryant, who, by the way, got cut here in the Tampa Bay about 406 years ago.
Sure.
Because he was pretty much done. And it was a money issue as well. And then he's the guy that kicks the, whatever it was, 60-something yarder to enable your Atlanta Falcons.
Well, speaking of Tampa Bay kickers, today is the last day to get a kickball team in for the Gramatica Family Foundation. They're having their 6th annual kickball tournament up in Odessa on Saturday, the 20th. So
can't be there. Sorry, I'll be at Bare Knuckle
Boxing. I just need you and 14 of your friends, and we can get a team.
I bet you we could have done a pretty good team.
It would have been cool.
I'm a kickball champion.
Really?
I won many titles in the 2nd, 3rd, and 4th grade.
Really?
Yeah, I was a kickball superstar.
Back on the Little House on the Prairie?
I broke down, by the way. And I'll tell you, Ken Shamrock coming up. After Ken Shamrock, I will tell you that I broke down what I did in a typical reunion story.
Woo!
When we return. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by Ape Man Strong and Staff Song.
Talk Radio Network.
Got bills? Looking for work, but nobody is hiring? Staff Zone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, Staff Zone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today, get paid today. That's the Staff Zone way.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, black sin millet grain-free, and cauliflower crust to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza. That's Tour de Pizza.
Clean Energy Massage and Wellness is dedicated to providing you with the highest quality of care and proud to be the official massage and wellness facility of the 2018 Player Show. A clinical deep tissue massage from Clean Energy Massage and Wellness can provide the relief from pain and stress. We tailor each session to you and your needs to provide you the best care possible. Conveniently located at 4255 Henderson Boulevard in Tampa, sports massage, deep tissue, acupuncture, medical massage, and much more. Improve your health today. Call 813-769-9280 or go to CleanEnergyWellness.com and go Bucks!
Ride in luxury. Go to Tampa Limo and Car LLC.com today. Going to the prom, the airport, or that special night on the town, call Tampa Limo and Car at 813-415-4576 and ride in luxury. Tampa Limo and Car has a fleet of sedans, SUVs, vans, minibuses, limos, party buses, and the motor coach. Professionally trained and dressed chauffeurs will handle all of your needs. Going to the Bucks game? Go in style. Book online at TampaLimoAndCarLLC.com today. Since our first store opened in 1969 to our latest acquisition, Mr. Car Wash has always centered on people and bringing them the best service and shine in the car wash industry.
Through continuous research and development, Mr. Car Wash champions the newest technology and services to make your car wash experience better for your vehicle and the environment. With locations from sea to shining sea, go to MrCarWash.com for more details.
The Press Box Sports Emporium is Tampa's favorite place to watch the big game. Known for their chicken wings and the best burgers in town, the Press Box also features a full menu, daily happy hours and specials, and of course a special menu for the kids. Check out the new 12 draft system, or the boxing, or WWE pay-per-view parties. Go to PressBoxSports.com for more information and money-saving coupons. Proudly serving South Tampa for over 20 years, the Press Box Sports Emporium at 222 South Dale Mabry in Tampa.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Yo, Monkey Boy.
Yo, what's up? This is DDP, Diamond Dallas Page, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris. Diamond Dallas Page is going to make you feel the bang.
Everybody get up.
Hi, we are back with you on 88th Avenue and 4th Street in St. Pete. I just received an email regarding next Thursday's event out there at the Original Hooters.
Okay.
You can get more information at originalhooters.com. It's going to run from 12 to 9, a live radio show. Scott and his wife will be there, I believe, around 6 o'clock. Scott Brantley, a legend at Florida. Then came to the Buccaneers, legend on the air here with the sports radio show. He is in bad, bad shape, and the NFL basically said, tough, and sure, nobody's helping. So if you can, if you're in the area, please stop on by Original Hooters next Thursday, 12 to 9. All right, we've been doing this each and every week, and I'm pretty happy to say I was victorious last week. You, on the other hand, Matt, not so much. Mr. Shamrock, how are you?
I'm doing well. How you doing, my friend?
Not too bad. I told you I was a little leery on that Patriots pick, though.
Yeah, but the Patriots did it.
Yep. No, I mean, it was a good game too.
Yeah, you know, but the one that I took, a chance on was the Giants and the Eagles.
Right. And I'm leaning towards taking
that. I just thought that the Giants, because I just felt they put up 30 points the game before, I thought they were starting to click. The Eagles were struggling a little bit here and there, and I thought the Giants were going to do what the Patriots did and basically put all their weapons together. And instead, Eli looked like he was afraid to throw the ball. And then when he did set to throw the ball, he didn't have time. But then when he did have time, it felt like he was – already thinking that the rush was going to get him anyways because he'd been hit so many times. So it was almost like when he did have time, he was panicking even when he had time because he'd been sacked so much.
How much does dissension in a locker room, whether it's an NFL locker room or an MMA team, you know, gym, when there's dissension with, you know, Beckham Jr. and what's going on with Eli, how much does that hurt come Sunday? Or can you block all that stuff out when it's time to go fight or when it's time to play on Sunday?
Well, I think that's what people say when you're losing. When there's dissension in the locker room, there's a problem there, somebody's speaking out, somebody's not going with the flow. That's not what's happening in Giants locker room. What's happening in the Giants locker room is they're losing, and there's guys that are unhappy. If they were winning, we wouldn't be having this conversation. So all about losing to them. It's not about somebody in there making a problem for the team because they're losing, and Odell Beckham has been paid so much money to be a leader and be outspoken. Now that he's being outspoken, they don't like the way he's doing it, which I kind of get. I don't like the way that it was done, but I don't like the way the owner did it either. The owner came out on media also, so you can't blame Odell if the owner's going to do it. So right. For me, I think there's just more than that. I don't really believe it's because there's any bad apples there. I just think that they're losing, and I think everybody understands the reason why they're losing, but no one wants to admit it.
And the sad thing with the New York Football Giants, arguably one of the best players in the league, and yes, he's a rookie, you know, was taken in the first round. A lot of fans, a lot of media thought that they should have gone, you know, with the next quarterback, as this is probably going to be Eli's last year, if he even makes it through the year.
I agree. I think that, you know, it's kind of like last year where he gets benched and then he comes back off the bench and everybody was like, well, he did better. No, I don't. If you look at what he did, they basically were a team that nobody really feared, so they allowed him to throw the short underneath passes and to score one or two touchdowns because they couldn't win a game. So a lot of teams played him differently because they weren't in the playoff hunt. They were able to win the games because they were up by two touchdowns and they were able to allow Eli to throw a few passes here and there. But if you look at the way they finished the year, they finished okay, but not to the standards that they're used to wanting to play the game. So I think they missed that last year with Eli, is that I don't think they, for whatever reason, didn't see the signs that this guy doesn't have the courage and the desire to stand in the pocket and throw the ball downfield and take a hit. He doesn't have that anymore. He doesn't want it anymore. Because if he did, we wouldn't be talking about this right now, because if you watched in the Super Bowl in a couple different times, even going into the Super Bowl, guys were hanging off his back, pulling on his jersey, hitting him in the helmet, and he'd launch the ball in the air and someone would make a catch. Now he's basically falling down to the ground. He's not even struggling in the pocket. He's just going down.
Very true. Very true. All right, let's get your picks. Who are you going with this week?
So Rams over the 49ers. I think that one will be a close game, but I think the Rams definitely will pull that out. I think Minnesota over the Jets. Tampa Bay over Cleveland. I know you guys are going to like that. Tampa Bay over Cleveland.
Yep.
Kansas City over the Bengals. I think that the Bengals have a great shot at winning this game, but I think defensively they're going to hurt themselves because I think that they can't control everybody on their team, and I think the referees are pinpointing the Bengals' defense because of some cheap shots of individual players. And so I think that they're going to lose this game only because the defensive side of the ball can't control themselves and stay playing within the rules. I think they're going to lose the game for them. I think Atlanta over New York Giants and the Pats over the Bears.
And the Pats. And I think we have six of the seven we agree on. I'm scared of the Atlanta. You know, losing Matt Bryant, which is the reason that one of the reasons that Atlanta won last week, not having the short kicks. He hasn't missed a kick probably since 1940. So, I mean, losing him, I think, is going to be a major loss.
Well, yeah, we're talking about the New York Giants. like I said, the Giants, I just don't know if they're going to be able to, at least right now with the way things are. Watching Eli in that game, I was shocked to see how much he was afraid to stand in the pocket. I mean, like I said, he was literally falling down on the ground when someone would touch him. So until that changes, man, I can't see him I can't see – when you talk about football, the quarterback is a very important part of you being able to have success. And if you got a quarterback that's not looking down the field and that won't stand in the pocket and deliver the ball, you're in trouble.
Very true. And you're right. When you said that, I'm like, wait a second. No, we're not talking about the Giants anymore. We're talking about the Falcons. That's because they're playing each other. I get it. And they're playing the Giants. So they won't need a kicker because they're going to have a lot of rushing touchdowns on Sunday.
I think Atlanta is going to be able to beat the Giants. I don't think it's going to be an easy one. I think the Giants are going to have a good game. But like I said, when you got a quarterback that isn't confident enough to stand in the pocket and deliver the ball, even with someone hanging on him, that's just the recipe for disaster. I think that, you know, the Atlanta has got a really solid team, and I don't think they're going to need a field goal to beat them. I think the Giants are going to have a good game. And fantasy-wise, I think Odell's going to do well. I think running backs will do well. I just don't see – I think, you know, the quarterback obviously will do well. I just don't see the Giants being able to match them point for point.
Before we let you go, and great job as always, give me your thought on Bosa, you know, leaving OSU. You know, I know he's injured, but he's left the team. He wants to get ready for the draft, which isn't for another 7 months. You okay with that? Is that bad? Where do you stand on that?
Now, fill me in on that. What is that?
Bosa, who will most likely be the number one pick in the draft, you know, his brother's out there, I think it's in San Diego.
Yeah, I was just saying, you said Bosa, and I was like, wait a minute, Bosa's playing in the NFL. Why is he going to Oklahoma?
Right. No, this is his younger brother who's at Ohio State who has left the team. So he said, I'm done. I'm going to prepare for the draft. I mean, here's a guy that has a scholarship, so he's now taking up space. He's walked away. Do you think something should be done if something like that happens? You have to pay your scholarship back, or you can't leave, or should players be able to just leave and walk away from a scholarship at any time, kind of like what head coaches can do?
Yeah, for me, it's like this. I can't. It's very difficult to mess with somebody's future or money when they're making a decision on their career, on what they want to do. So it's real hard to stand against somebody because you're not in their shoes. But I will say, for me, I would never want to have a tag on me that say that I walked out in the middle of an opportunity to do something and left my teammates or my brothers or family, like they say in sports, where you all become a family, that I walked out on them because I want to do something personally for myself. I wouldn't want that stigma or that tag with me, because going into the NFL, a lot of teams are going to look at that. A lot of players are going to look at that and say, this guy quits. This guy walks out when he sees something better or bigger, and he leaves behind just to benefit himself. So
right.
It's really, I think he's going to have a really hard time gelling with players. And I'm not sure whether or not the NFL themselves, whether it's the players or coaches, would want to bring a person like that into your locker room. Because with that kind of thought, I mean, what happens, like, for instance, with like Odell's going through right now, where you're going through a losing season, is a guy just going to walk away?
Right. Well, kind of like what happened up in Buffalo. At halftime, the guy quits.
Exactly. So, yeah, that's what you're looking at with the player. If a player can do that, without even, being in the NFL yet. Imagine when the guy starts making money and he starts playing and he starts having a little bit of power and success, and then the first thing that goes wrong, what do you think this kid's going to do? I mean, if he's done this once before and people looked at it and said, oh, no big deal, it'll be fine. You don't think down the road when that something like that happens again and he does it again that he's going to think that he's not going to get the same kind of treatment?
Right. Right. It's in the back of his mind for sure. As always, Ken, thank you very much for your picks. I like them this week because, like I said, 6 of the 7 are identical. And if anybody beats, we've added it. Now they have to beat you or me. So, Matt, we throw him out. Matt's picks don't count. But they have to beat
you. What did I go? What did I do? 3-3 or something?
You went 3-4. Yeah, you went 3-4.
Three and four. Ooh, that's that's not good.
Yeah, that's not good. It wouldn't be good in Vegas.
No, that's, yeah, right. Unless you pick one and you won it, and you put all the money on the one you won.
Exactly. You know, and it's huge odds. Of course, I was 6-1, but if I would have bet these in Vegas, I'd be 1-6.
Put a little pressure on it.
Exactly. It definitely changes it. Ken, have a great week. Enjoy this weekend's NFL, and we'll talk to you again next Friday or next Wednesday.
All right, man. Take care.
All right, take care. Ken Shamrock, your living legend, on your Mount Rushmore. And by the way, I'm putting together a trip. This very possibly could happen in 3 weeks.
What?
To Mount Rushmore.
Seriously?
I may go. Yep, that's the. I'm thinking about going.
And on your Mount Rushmore of MMA fighters?
I don't know. I have to carve it. Okay. But I mean, once I carve it, then I'll let you. But yeah, okay. If everything goes down the way I'm hoping it will, I'm going to go out to Bare Knuckle. And then I'm going to go back to Denver.
Is that in Cheyenne this time? Or
no, this one's in Casper.
Casper. Okay.
So my thoughts are I'm going to land in Denver. I'm going to drive to Casper.
Okay.
Then I'll do the show on Wednesday.
Okay.
And then Thursday morning, I'm going to get up at like 4 a.m. It's only 4 hours. Now, it's 4 hours Denver to Casper.
Okay.
And then it's roughly 4 hours Casper to Mount Rushmore.
Wow.
And I know I'm going to regret going. I know it. I know it's going to be like going to Niagara Falls. I know that it's going to be like flying over the Grand Canyon.
Okay.
You've seen it once. You've seen it a million times. It's no big deal.
You've seen Mount Rushmore?
No, I've never seen it. But I'm saying I've been in Niagara Falls.
Right.
I gave up. Sean and I both gave up our – we didn't give our seat. So we gave up the $1,000 credit on the airline to go to Niagara Falls.
Huh.
We've already been there. We drove all the way from Toronto. We looked at the water. This is cool. Can we get back to Toronto and go to dinner?
Right.
And I know that's going to be my thinking going to Mount
Rushmore. So you want to stay on the northern side of, so you're in Canada for the
Well, the Canadian side supposedly is. Yeah, just in case I need some help. Because at Knockout Radio, we're not tested.
Yeah, that's true.
So
because I wouldn't pass anything.
More importantly, stop trying to skate the issue.
What are my picks for the NFL?
Yeah, give me your really bad
picks. Well, since I tied Ken Shamrock last week, I'm going for the win this week.
Well, first of all, you got blown away by me.
Hey,
you were Matt Mitrione,
easy.
And I was Ryan Bader. You went 3-4.
You are 8-man strong.
I am 8-man strong, and I went 5-1.
Okay. Well, so I took the Chargers over the Titans.
Okay.
I took the Bucks over the Browns.
I can't find the Chargers. Hold on. Chargers over the Titans. I do not see them on here. There it is, Chargers. Okay.
Taking the Chargers over the Titans.
Yep.
I take the Bucks over the Browns.
Okay, I did as well.
I take the Dolphins.
And by the way, you need to come Monday night to the player show.
I will be.
Only because Styles G. White's going to be there, who's now a Browns fan for some reason,
okay.
Even though he played here in Tampa. So I'm looking forward to that, provided Tampa wins.
I will take the Dolphins over the Lions.
Nah, that's a loss.
I will take the Pats over the Bears.
The Pats over the Bears. We need to come out with a better system so that I can figure this out. What was the one before the Pats?
It was the Lions versus the Dolphins.
Oh, the Dolphins. Okay.
And then I'll take the Redskins over the Cowboys. That's usually a Thanksgiving Day game. Like, it's kind of throwing up my...
Well, the Cowboys play on Thanksgiving.
Well, they usually play the Redskins.
Sometimes.
They?
Sometimes.
Yeah.
They might be busy, the Redskins.
It's just messing me up with my clock.
All right, come on, two more.
And I got the Falcons over the Giants.
Yeah, that's kind of an easy pick, I think.
And I'm taking the Chiefs over the Bengals.
Yeah, so am I.
So.
And where you did win or was successful. You had the Rams over the Broncos. You had where you lost. How could you take Kansas City over the Patriots?
Because I thought the Patriots were struggling. I didn't know
They're struggling. They're the New England Patriots.
No, but I... Did you see the report that came out?
Did you cry when the Bears lost?
Yeah, the field goal hurt. Laces out! No, but the... did you see the Aaron Hernandez? They released a document that said that he knew his life was in danger, and he requested a trade to the West Coast team.
A trade?
A trade while he was still playing, but Belichick wouldn't do it. But he feared his life was in jeopardy. He thought he was going to get shot on the field. He thought he was going to get killed at a game. And so he was worried about his safety. But so Belichick.
So he took matters into his own hands.
Apparently he eliminated the threat.
I guess he did.
I don't know, but yeah. I mean, is he a Hall of Famer? Is he a Hall of Fame Gator? I mean, is he like... Forget about what he did off the field. Is what he did on the field, is it worthy of?
You know, it depends on what the byline or bylines would be to get into their Hall of Fame or their Ring of Honor or whatever. It's kind of like, and whoever did it really should be slapped upside the head. There was a thing on the Book of Face, and it had six wrestlers. Who would you bring back? Who could, you know, if you could bring
them
back?
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
You know, China, Macho Man.
Andre,
the Ultimate Warrior.
Yep.
I can't think of,
I don't know.
You know, and then Benoit. How can you put Benoit on that list?
Right.
You know, even if you killed yourself, that's one thing. But sure. When you kill somebody, when you murder somebody.
Your wife and your daughter, right?
Son.
Son. Okay.
You shouldn't be on a list. Right. And for anybody to say that's who you'd bring back.
Right. That was a stupid list. I mean, those Facebook, you know, polls.
No, in a way it's stupid. Fun. In a way, it's fun.
Well, did you see, I mean...
Super Bowl champ giving me a call right now, by the way.
Oh, yeah? Nice.
Yeah, let me take it.
Go ahead, take it. Super Bowl champ on air. Hello?
No, I'm not taking it now.
No, but, I mean, like, in all seriousness, Dennis Hoffman, the
is that brothel, his name?
Dennis Hoffman.
Is Hoffman his
Hoffman,
name?
Hoffman, yeah.
You're sure?
Yes.
Okay.
So he died, right? But he was, he's running for election. So they have to put up a special notice to the voters that he's no longer alive. But if he wins that, it would be a vacant seat for the Democrats. It would just be a vacant for the election coming up.
So that would be perfect, you know, especially if you're a Republican. You want him to win because his vote would never count.
Right.
Because he wouldn't vote.
Right. But how crazy that he may win from the grave.
Well, is that any different? Is that any better? Is that any worse than Mike Schmidt being elected as your starting third baseman in the All-Star game? After he retired. He retired earlier in the year, right. And then he was voted in to start the All-Star game. What about what happened last night in the Dodger game? Did you see that? And then a bench-clearing brawl?
No, I didn't see.
A little cheapness by Machado.
Okay.
As he's running by first base, kind of threw like a leg spike or whatever. Bench is cleared. Is that not the worst thing when bench is clear in baseball, because you know nothing's going to happen?
Yeah, they're not.
Everybody acts bad and tough unless you're Don Zimmer.
Well, the Nolan Ryan like headlock was pretty.
That's
legendary.
The best. That's the best.
Is that the best baseball fight of all time?
And no, it's not the best of all time. If you go to YouTube, and you YouTube Jason Stanridge was a pitcher for the Tampa Bay Devil Rays.
Okay.
Jason Stanridge was your starting quarterback at Auburn.
Okay.
So. He drills a guy. Guy runs out towards the mound. The catcher does what he's supposed to do, which is what? What is the catcher supposed to do?
Block the plate.
The catcher is supposed to stop the guy running at all costs.
Protect the
ball. So he grabs him. He throws him to the ground. When he throws the guy to the ground, the catcher rolls off. So now the guy who is running to the mound is looking up at Jason Stanridge with his back on the pitcher's mound. So Jason Stanridge, like any good MMA fighter would do, mounted him and beat the holy crap out of him.
The holy hog out of him.
Unbelievably best.
Unbelievable food.
And then the alleged story is Nolan Ryan plunks Robin Ventura. Robin Ventura starts to run towards the mound. Okay?
Okay.
He's about four steps into his run to the pitcher's mound when he realizes I'm running to the mound to fight Nolan Ryan.
Right.
It's probably not a really good idea. Nolan Ryan puts him in the headlock, gives him the noogie.
Yeah.
One of the few pieces of memorabilia that I have is a big picture of that, of Nolan Ryan with Robin Ventura in the noogie,
right.
Signed by the flamethrower or whatever his, I forget what his
nickname was.
Yeah.
No, I mean, that would have been cool. I mean, he wouldn't have done that if it was Jesse Ventura. I mean, that would have been a different fight at the mound.
Jesse Ventura used to do play-by-play or commentary for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Did he really?
Back in the day, yeah.
Before wrestling or before governorship?
It was before governorship. It was after wrestling, but before governorship. So this is a WWE, WCW, ACW, all of those.
Okay.
If you could participate and you're already out there, you already need all that attention.
Sure.
Would you A, be a wrestler or B, be a manager? And then once you pick which you would be, would you be a babyface or would you be a heel?
Well, I mean, I would like the attention of being the star, obviously.
Well, you could be a star at either
one. I mean, because Jimmy Hart is a manager and probably the greatest manager of all managers.
James J. Dillon was pretty good, too, with the Four Horsemen. But Jimmy Hart was good.
But Jimmy Hart, I mean,
just because you carry a megaphone around doesn't make you, you know, the greatest of all time.
It does make you pretty awesome.
It does make you awesome, though.
I mean, because then you have, like, horns on the hood of your Cadillac. It's a pretty sweet rig.
I understand. No, I get it.
But, I don't know. I mean, I think I would, you know, I don't want the wear and tear. I mean, I think those guys, they beat their bodies up so much. I don't think I would want to be a professional wrestler.
You don't have, so you'd go the manager
route. I'd be manager route, and I don't care if I'm a bad manager or a good manager.
Oh, I think I care.
Yeah?
I think I would want to be a heel manager.
Really?
Absolutely.
A heel manager.
Yeah, because okay. That's, you know, everybody wants to be the bad guy. Everybody wants to be the heel. Everybody wants to be hated.
Right.
All in the gimmick of, you know, you could be the nicest guy like I am in the world.
Sure.
And just being hated like that would be fun because it's outside of your realm. It's something you're not, well, I am hated, so maybe not. But you know what I'm saying.
Did you see that link I shared about Martin Ford?
No.
Signing an MMA contract?
Who's Martin Ford?
Martin Ford is a bodybuilder. He's like...
Oh, that's that guy that weighs 300 and something?
350 pounds.
Yeah, well, he won't fight. Speaking of which, Martin Ford, he won't because he can't get down to 265 or 260. Eddie Alvarez signed with ONE.
I saw that.
Yeah.
That's big.
Is it?
It's big for ONE.
Is it?
I mean, that's the biggest name they've had.
But is it?
I think so.
Because most, I'm going to assume, over on the other side of the world, probably doesn't even know who Eddie Alvarez is.
Right.
And anybody that's followed Eddie Alvarez over here, now that he's gone, I think he's... I mean, I'm not saying bad things about Eddie Alvarez. Right. I mean, this is a guy that's been a champion sure. in numerous organizations from the fighting city of Philadelphia. I don't think it's a big deal.
Yeah, I mean, it won't get a lot of attention, but I think it's good to give him some clout and some
who
some validity.
ONE or Eddie
to promote other fighters to recruit others to come over.
Name me, all right. I'm going to go out on a limb here. Two fighters that are in ONE FC, and I know it's now called something.
Oh, there's Eddie, and then there's Alvarez.
Yeah, exactly.
They're brothers.
but
there's a middle one in the middle somewhere, but I don't know his name.
You know, come by night, fall by night, guys, whatever, like yourself. You don't know anything about ONE anyway.
It means nothing.
Right, so it's no big deal. Good for Eddie that he's getting a job.
Right.
You know, good for him.
Look, Johnny Hendricks, he left the UFC. He was wrestling coach. He went back to the roots, and now he's fighting in bare knuckles. You know, like, you know, these guys got to keep working, and there's enough federations popping up, and there's enough leagues out there that these guys can keep collecting a paycheck and keep entertaining fans, so why not?
Just got a text from former Tampa Bay Storm head coach Ron James.
Yeah, Ron.
Responding to my tweet about the great legend himself and Titus O'Neil. Did you see he was just put on a top 100 list?
Okay.
I think one of the top most influential
African
Americans.
Well, he's working with Michelle Obama, you know, so he's been recognized for his charitable causes and work.
Great story.
Awesome,
I mean,
dude.
It truly is a great, great story.
Are the Storm coming back? I mean, is that
not anytime soon?
Well, I thought they announced they were bringing the team back.
Sure, the Stampede are coming back.
Well, I know the Stampede's here.
Yeah,
they got 40 deep. Like they went from three recruits at Tour de Pizza on like recruiting day to 40.
Allegedly, yesterday. They'll be there Monday night at the press box.
It's going to be deep.
We will see.
We're going to need a bigger room.
What does the special start at 4 o'clock here?
Yes.
It's beat the clock.
It is beat the clock.
So real quick, what is beat the clock before we run out of time?
It's a large pizza for $4. So if you order at 4 o'clock, you stand there, you pay. It's $4 plus tax. You can add toppings if you want, but it's the cheapest pizza in town. It's the same quality as all the other pizzas.
Toppings extra.
Toppings extra.
Yep. Okay. So cheese pizza.
Limit two. Because this is not.
Can you do a happy hour and carry out?
You can try, okay. But I got bouncers.
Security.
Yeah, I got security.
Okay.
Titus O'Neil's in the back.
What about 4:30?
It goes from 4 to 6. So from 4 o'clock till 6 o'clock every Wednesday for the last 10 years. It's the best deal in town.
So somebody can call or they have to be here?
They can call and order it, but it counts whatever time they walk in the door.
Oh, so it has to be paid for before 6 o'clock?
Huh?
So it has to
yes.
be. Thanks for listening. So it has to be paid for by 6 o'clock.
Yeah, it's got to be paid for by 6 o'clock.
All right. I want to thank everybody for taking their time out of their busy day to tune in. I want to thank everybody that is listening to this program right now as well. Have a fantastic week. I will be live this weekend in Biloxi for Bare Knuckle Boxing. We'll be back next Wednesday for more shenanigans. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by Ape Man Strong and Snap Zone. Hit me up on Twitter at Knockout Radio.
All right. Make it be the man one.
Say goodbye.
My thoughts were short, my hair was long. Caught somewhere between a boy and man. She was 17 and she was far from in between. It was summertime in northern Michigan.
Ape Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are Ape Man Strong.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain free, and cauliflower crust to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
Got bills? Looking for work? But nobody is hiring? Staff Zone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, Staff Zone has plenty of work to go around. And they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today, get paid today. That's the Staff Zone way.